Thank you very much, Julia. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is a briefing session from the at-large on the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, otherwise known as the CROP. There's been a lot of discussion about it. There's been some presentation in different RALOs on RALO calls to discuss the CROP quickly. And last week, Dave and Antelix sent out a message to all of the, all of at-large and all of the RALOs to tell them that the program is now on. Of course, that generated a lot of questions, and so this call really is for Dave to be able to take us through the program and through the process by which RALOs will be able to apply for outreach travel for the pilot time, which is effectively from now until the end of June 2014. Without any further ado, I hand the floor over to Dave and Anne Tiluk Singh. This call is being interpreted in Spanish, I understand. So my name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. If you ask your questions and so on, please say your name beforehand, and also for the transcribers. So, Dave, you're going to provide us with short presentation on what the short briefing on what the CROP is and how it works, and I therefore hand the floor over to you.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Dave and Angela Singh speaking, and welcome everyone to this call. Okay, I prepared a few slides to go through to try to present this all of this information. So to start off, the CROP, as Olivier mentioned, stands for Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program. And just to give a background of behind the CROP, this came out of that many of the ICANN constituencies, including at large, has often made travel requests during the ICANN's yearly budget process. And as part of the FY14 operating plan and budget, ICANN developed this program to support outreach efforts. So let's go through what are the key deliverables of what CROP is about. The CROP allocates 5 individual regional trips allocated to each of the VLOs and to the various GNSO constituencies within the fiscal year 2014. Okay, it covers the costs and expenses for transportation, lodging, and a per diem of up to 3 days and 2 nights. And also, all the travel is booked by ICANN's constituency travel. So those are the key deliverables. Now, with regards to the CROP operating guidelines, there's a community. The community has to review and approve these travel requests. There's also a need to have coordinated with the regional vice president or the regional stakeholder engagement vice president to confirm that the travel request is consistent with either the regional strategy or the overall ICANN mission. There's a 6-week advanced planning and notice. So the travel request has to be submitted well before 6 weeks before the actual travel is to take place. Also part of the operating guidelines is that a trip assessment has to be then filed within 3 weeks of the return date. And the trip assessment will then describe, as part of the assessment, it will have to describe how the original purpose and the outcomes were realized, and this would also be filed with ICANN. The outreach event can be attended by multiple persons. So, for example, you could, if a RALO wanted to, it could submit 5 travelers for that one outreach event. But then that means that each traveler is counted as utilizing one of the the RALO's allocated trips. Okay. So just to continue with the operating guidelines, there's no trip compounding or splitting expenses. What that means is that railroads can't, say, give one travel allocation to another railroad, for example, or to split the cost by saying, well, these two travelers that are going to the same event, we could share a room together. You know, so that isn't really allowed under this program. There's no compounding or splitting of expenses. The outreach trips must originate and conclude within the same region. And, the crop specifies that it should be taken by someone working in or approximate to that territory. So that means that all the outreach travel must be within that same region. Now, all trips must be completed before the end of the ICANN's fiscal year, 2014 fiscal year, or FY14. Now, that means that the participant must have returned to his or her originating destination on or before the 30th of June 2014. Okay, so also the CROP does not cover funding of what I call meeting logistics. It does not cover visa fees or conference fees of that sort. It only offers funding for the travel, the lodging, and the per diem. And finally, if the program is continued, and if this program is continued in next year, any pilot trip allocated will not carry over. So that means that it's, well, sort of like you have to use it, and it's not going to be carried over to the following year if this program is continued. So as part of the operating guidelines, the CROP requires what it calls two pilot program coordinators to manage the pre-approvals and coordinate with the regional vice president. And once the approvals have been obtained, to actually file the travel request for ICANN for processing. And then also to follow up with the travelers to complete their trip assessments and to file the assessments with ICANN. And this will be handled by the at-large CROP review team, which will go into more detail there. I posted, here's a link to the overview document that's been posted on the website. The overview documents are available in multiple languages. It's in English, Spanish, and French, in the six UN languages, I should say. So I think I've covered the CROP program itself. So I think I'll stop there and hand it back to you, Olivier, for any questions at this point.
Thank you very much, Dave. So as Dave mentioned, the floor is open for questions at this point on any part of this presentation so far. I see Ali Al-Mishal has put his hand up. So Ali, you have the floor. And you might be muted.
For the task. Thank you, Olivier.
Ah, there you go. You're back.
Okay. So my first question, does this cover the ICANN meeting itself, like attending the ICANN meeting, which is done on a regional basis, the three ICANN meetings?
Okay. Thank you, Ali. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you, Olivier. Ali, no, it does not cover travel to ICANN-organized event. So travel to ICANN face-to-face meeting, like the three public meetings, would not. This program doesn't cover that.
Okay, and what? Sorry, this is Ali again. So what I understand, as you explained right there, that this will end up by June 2014, which is the fiscal year of ICANN. So what we have now is only 6 months remain to utilize this pilot program. Am I right?
This is Dave. That is correct, Ali.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ali. Next is Glenn McKnight.
Hi. Heidi is responding also in the chat box, but my question was on exhibitor space. I know that Dev mentioned registration fees, and but apart from that, if we request it from the conference, since we can't get inside the conference because it won't cover the registration fees, I thought, you know, if we had space outside in at the conference, we can promote at large and ICANN in general. So it looks like Heidi's saying we'll not cover that as well.
That is, yes. This is Dave. Thanks, Glenn. Yes, that is correct. It does not cover things like such as exhibitor space and or booth space at an event. It only covers the travel, the lodging, and the and a per diem up to 3 days, two nights.
My other logistical question is we'll need to get those who go to these events, we'll need to get our brochures, any kind of collateral in advance so that we can actually distribute it. A lot of times if there's an event, the event organizers will permit us to put literature in the called a swag bag. So if our purpose is to promote, that could be a non-cost item for us. So I just want to suggest that we have a good stock of material for the person going to this event.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn. Indeed, I think, and I think I can at large have can, and because we have to submit the request sometime in advance, the at large staff could then mail the brochures or, you know, or slides or whatever, any of those kind of materials to you before the trip takes place. So you'll have it in hand, you know, when before the traveler goes on the trip.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's Olivier speaking. Next we have Alberto Soto. Alberto, you have the floor.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Good morning, everyone. I have a question. You mentioned 5 trips to be allocated. That does it mean it's 1 trip per railo or 5 trips per railo? The second question, do we have, I mean, we have a very short time left. Within La Crallo, we had a plan, and we still have 17 countries that we want to cover. So this would enable us to incorporate ALSs, but we need prior coordination initiatives with all our countries, with all the countries that we want to bring on board, especially those in which we want to have new ALSs. So we are left with a very short time left. I understand this has to do with budgetary issues. That's it. Thank you.
Dave?
Thank you. Thank you, Alberto. This is Dave Land speaking. To answer the first question, the crop program covers for travel of up to 5 travelers to any outreach event. And it's up to Editor de Velo to decide how it wants to allocate those trips. If we want to allocate, for example, one person to say 5 outreach events, then it could do so. Or it could say 2 persons for an outreach event and 3 persons for an outreach event. Or all 5 persons going to one event. But it's 5 travel slots. And it's for each of the regions. Each region has those 5 travel slots. Okay. As regards to the second question, regarding the outreach to the countries, well, it's really again up to the railroad to then decide what would be its priority in terms of what outreach. If it has in mind, like say 6 or 7 outreach events, it has identified. It really is up to the railroad to really identify which outreach events would provide the most benefit to that railroad in terms of, you know, getting will bring the most benefit of the railroad in terms of increasing the membership in that relu or reactivating a dormant ALS, for example. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much, Dave. It's Olivia speaking. Next person is Fatima Canvranero. Fatima, you have the floor.
This is Fatima speaking. Thank you. I posted my question in the AC room, but I'm going to say it on the phone. The question is the Brazil meeting included in this program? And because it would be within the time frame. However, I don't know if we can take it as an outreach event or not, and if it would be covered by this CROP program. That's my question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Fatima. This is Dave speaking. The answer would be yes, if the outreach travel can specify a purpose and goals, and whether those purpose and goals will be met by going to the Brazil meeting, then yes. From the timing standpoint, once travel occurs before June 30th, 2014, it's within the fiscal year 2014. But again, the COP program asks the question, state the purpose and the goals for it, and then the trip assessment has to then see how those purpose and goals were realized. So you have to then look at the outreach request in terms of not just simply passively attending an event, but having some particular goals of outreach in mind, getting new art structures to join the relo, for example.
Thank you very much, Dave. Next is Ali Al-Mishal. Ali, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Ali Al-Mishal. I think I will give chance, first of all, to Sirenush. She posted a question on the chat room. If you look into her, then I'll drop my inquiry, if you don't mind.
Okay. Thanks, Ali. This is Dave. I was about to respond to Shunush after, but I'll take Shunush's question. Just to repeat the question, I received a question for one of the at-large structures in Armenia for APRICOT 2014 in the Asia-Pacific. Can this be considered as a regional event for Armenian participants to apply with the travel request, or is it considered not a close location? And as a follow-up question is that, and if yes, and the event is more than 2 days, how will the rest of expenses be covered? Thanks. Okay, Sirenush, very good question. The thing is that the travel has to be within the region. I believe Armenia is considered. Just to clarify, what is Armenia? Is Armenia part of Europe? Oh, it's part of Ural. Okay.
Ural.
Sorry. Thank you, Olivier. This is Dave again. So, yes. So, for the ALS in Armenia, the travel would be considered part of within the same region. So that answers that first question. If the event is more than 2 days, how will the rest of expenses be covered? The answer is that it won't be covered. I suppose a way to offset that would be to consider having two travelers going to the event, one approaching for the first half of the event, and another traveler arriving in the middle of the event. That's probably one approach. But it does not. The crop funding only covers up to 3 days, 2 nights. That is that. I hope that answers these questions, Sunish.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Ali again, if you don't mind, Dave. Maybe I've lost the first part when you started the presentation. Just to confirm my understanding, the process itself. So the process is that the ALSs will send a request to the RALOs that are in the part of it, requesting this type of funding and help. Am I right?
Yes. But this is Dave. But we'll be going through the at-large process itself in the next few slides. So.
But the process starts from the ALSs, yeah?
Well, the real can send any person it wants to attend the travel, you know, to do the travel on behalf of the RELO for outreach purposes. So once it's a person, that's approved by the RELO.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a bit confused. This is Ali again. I said the initiation of the process will start from, like, if an ALS is related to the RALOs, they send that a request. We need to send somebody to attend or participate in a related event. So the ALSs will send to the RALOs, and RALOs will evaluate through the CROB, and the process will go on.
Okay. This is Dave. Ali, I'll say yes. But the way it works is that the RALOs have to be involved in submitting the travel request. So the ALS will consult with the RALO saying, well, this event is a good outreach event, and if the RALO agrees, then files the travel request.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Ali. Next, we have Tijani Benjama. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Dev, for your presentation. I'd like to comment on Fatima's question. Fatima, thank you for your question because you raised an important point. I think that for those global meetings, ICANN has its policy in these global meetings, and ICANN will have its delegation for outreach. So I think that this program is dedicated for the RALOs to outreach. To try to have a new ALSs or to try to weaken dormant ALSs, etc. It is for the purpose of the RALO and not for the purpose of the outreach for the ICANN. And I don't think that the Brazil meeting is a good opportunity. It will be any time and any place will be a good opportunity to do the outreach. But I don't think that we will have the right population to make our outreach for the purpose of the crop. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani, for your comment. Next is Cheryl Langdonor.
Thanks, Cheryl Perico. I just wanted to respond to the questions Cyrinus raised. But then also pick up on a response to Ali's question. From an AP RALO perspective, I think it's important to recognise that APRICOT is one of the highly probable places that is happening during the small window of time we have that would be appropriate for crop funding. So that's on a short list of events anyway. And yes, it is something that is at least twice the length in duration than the crop funding covers. But there are, whilst APRICOT itself runs certainly longer than 3 days and 2 nights, it does have more or less key events, so attending for part of the time may be a rationale that the region would agree is a good thing. Now, an inquiry from an ALS to go to that is great, but going to now pick up on what Ali was also asking, the question for me, from a regional perspective, would be less what benefit would there be for someone from an at-large structure attending this event, for example, in this case, APRICOT, and more, what benefit will there be from a regional perspective for someone from the region attending this event. And so that brings the benefit of the to the region on behalf of ICANN test in. This is not, I would have suggested, because we're talking about outreach, this is not merely a mechanism to get what would be, I suspect, glorified capacity building for individuals from at-large structures to attend a, albeit worthy, event, because they or their at-large structure would benefit from being there. It's very much a matter of how will ICANN and AP RALO benefit from someone being at the event. And I think we need to keep that in mind. So the regional benefit test, I think, is pretty important. And I'm just going to be careful that this is not merely a way of getting people to go to something that might be of benefit to themselves or their ALS. It's got to be the other way around. It's got to be something that, by having someone there in the name of our region, we would expand, you know, not so much build our own capacity, but in an outward fashion, do a very good thing. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. That's pretty helpful. Any other comments or questions? I note that Rob Hogarth is on the call at the moment, and he has mentioned a number of things. So one is the answer that Dave provided with regards to Brazil. It appears that Brazil could be used, the crop could be used to go to Brazil for that conference. But I guess that really the you will see now in the next part of the call, the way that this is structured, really, there will be a committee that will, a review team, which will be looking at all of the requests, and we'll be able to find from there whether there is a significant outreach component to the travel. Seeing no other hands up at the moment, let's go on to the next part of this call then. So back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Dave speaking. Okay, so the next part we're going to talk about, well, we've learned about the crop, the community regional outreach pilot program. But so now we will look at, actually, we don't need to change that slide quite yet. We're jumping ahead in the queue. Could you bring back the presentation? And then we'll do that, and then this form will be the final part of the slide. Okay, thanks. Okay, so how the at-large community process works is that similar to how the RALO budget requests were reviewed by the ELAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee, an at-large crop review team was established by the ELAC and it to do three things. One, to review and approve the RALO travel requests. Two, the crop to ensure that the objectives of the travel request are in line with, well, ICANN's strategic and regional engagement strategies, as well as at-large's outreach strategies. Two, to confirm with the relevant regional stakeholder engagement vice presidents that the purpose goals of the travel request are consistent with ICANN's strategies, and to then submit the travel request to ICANN once approved by the crop review team. So the crop review team has 10 members. Two members will be from each RALO, and one member being from the at-large outreach subcommittee and the at-large finance and budget subcommittee. So 10 members in all. And this slide shows the list of all of the crop review team members, showing the region, the name of the person, and from which group is he or she is coming from, whether it's from the finance and budget subcommittee or from the outreach subcommittee. Going back now continuing as sorry, regarding the terms and obligations of the travel request, well, it includes all of the COP program guidelines that we mentioned earlier. It must be within the same region. It must occur before June 30, 2014, and so forth. But one key requirement for the COP review team is that the travel request need to be submitted 8 weeks before any such travel takes place. And I've summarized all of these terms and obligations on the wiki, and there's a link there for persons to go to. It includes essentially all of the COP program guidelines and mentions that the travel request has to be submitted 8 weeks before any such travel takes place. Now, so let's see how the process, how this, the travel request works. So RALOs, right, in coordination with the RALO leaders, you know, members on the Finance and Budget Subcommittee and the Outreach Subcommittee, will complete the at-large travel request form 8 weeks before any such travel. Now, within 2 weeks, the COP review team will then review the information on the form, you know, ask any clarifying questions as to the purpose and goals of the proposed trip and or the details provided, confirm with the stakeholder engagement vice presidents from the region regarding the purpose of the trip and get their approval, and then submit the RALO travel request once approved by the COP review team. So, and the reason why it has to be within two weeks is because the COP program has a six-week, the request has to be filed with COP 6 weeks before any such travel. So the 8 weeks, submitting the request 8 weeks before gives the COP review team 2 weeks to do those three tasks. So the at-large travel request form has been completed, and it's available at that link. And now we can bring up that slide. Waiting for the magic. Julia, so can you switch over to the other slide? Oh, no, not that one. It's the previous one you had shown. Thank you very much. Okay, so I've done so this is the form that I've done. I decided to just show a PDF of it. It's just to walk through the questions. So it asks the number of travels for the trip proposal. Remember, it is up to five persons. Each RALO has five regional travel allocations, and you can use all of those tribes on one trip if you need to. So the first question asks the number of travelers. You specify the traveler's names and email addresses on each line. And then you have to also specify an alternate traveler. And the reason why we're specifying an alternate traveler is because in case the proposed traveler is unable to go at the last minute, then the alternate traveler will be booked and will go to the event in his or her place. Okay, and you specify the departure date of the travel and the return date, keeping in mind the crop funding is limited to 3 days and 2 nights only. Okay, and the travel itinerary is you specify, well, where the city and country that's where the traveler is leaving from and the destination city and country where the travelers are going to. Very similar to if for those who attend face-to-face ICANN meetings, it's sort of like the same constituency travel information that you have to provide. Now, what you do have to additionally provide is information about the event. The event's name, the event's website, and where where the name of the venue where the conference will be held, as well as any an address of that venue. What also has to be identified is the activity sponsors. The reason why we are asking this question, why this question is asked for the crop program, is that all the event sponsors have to be identified to comply with ICANN's travel guidelines. So continuing on, and this is where the information and what the whalers really need to decide, what is the purpose of the trip? You know, and so the purpose has to be consistent with any regional strategy or ICANN's overall mission in terms of outreach, and also include information about the role you will have at the conference. Are you a participant, are you a speaker at the event, so on and so forth. And what are the goals for the trip? You know, and this is where you have to, the goals have to be consistent with any strategy as well. And also, how would your participation in the event contribute to the outreach strategy? And then you have to identify the proposed outcomes. The proposed outcomes have to be clear deliverables that can be measured and documented. And I just gave two examples here. One, getting more organizations to apply to be in the RALO, or raising the public profile of ICANN in the regional media. The other question that then asks, well, if they have any other information, you could add that in that box there. But then by checking the box, you also have to make sure the RALO understands the terms and obligations, and that refers to that same document I referred to before. And reminding that one of the obligations includes that the travelers complete their post-trip assessment within 3 weeks after the trip, which describes how the original purpose and outcomes were realized. And this also is filed with ICANN so that, well, at the end of this pilot program, we could see whether ICANN itself can see whether, well, this program should be continued or expanded or whatever. I think I've gone through the form now, so I think I've walked through the process, so I could open the floor now to questions.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's Olivia speaking. So Dave has gone through the document, the sheet that the RALOs would be filling up. And so the floor is open for questions if you have any about the process, about the way things are submitted, where it goes from there, etc. Well, I don't see anyone putting their hands up. Dave, it sounds like you've explained it extremely well.
Well, this is Dave. I do see two comments in... I see somebody has raised their hand.
So. Okay, well, let's first have then Tijani Benjama, and then you can deal with the comments on the chat as well. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Dave, for this wonderful explanation. I don't know if all the crop review team members have already submitted, or not submitted, but let's say have informed the crop team, the crop staff, that they will represent their RALO so that they will get the authorization to go on the wiki and to upload the requests.
Okay, this is Dave. Thanks, Tijani. I think there was a few allocations from the Europe region. I believe it's Oksana was the new representative. As the previous candidate said, declined the nomination to this review team. And all of the other... And I will follow up with Rob and Janice to, well, make sure that Oksana is on the crop review team mailing list and the... as part of unregistered with the crop program. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. Dave, you said you wanted to touch on a few questions which were in the chat.
Thanks, Olivier. This is Dave speaking. Let me just look at the chat here because I did see a question from Alberto Soto. Right. Regarding the question from Alberto Soto regarding the 8-week deadline, yes. So the 8 weeks you need to submit the travel request 8 weeks before to the crop review team. Then the crop review team will then do those various tasks within 2 weeks and then file it with the crop program to comply with its 6-week minimum time before their travel takes place. So it is 8 weeks. Okay. Let's see. Apparently, I'm seeing in the chat Antonio Medina has a question but isn't in the AC room. So Antonio, do you have a question?
This is Antonio Medina speaking. I am not in the AC room. I am only connected on the phone.
Mm-hmm. This is Dave. Antonio, go ahead with your question.
This is Antonio Medina speaking. Thank you, Dave. Good morning. This is Antonio Medina for the record. I would like to congratulate Dave on his very clear presentation. I am not in the AC room, but I have been able to understand the scope of this proposal, of this pilot program. I have two concerns. First of all, about the review team membership. The review team members can also apply for these trips, and also, and this is a comment rather than a question, it would be important to send a summary to the Lacralo list, a summary of this presentation, a summary of what has been discussed on this call, so that we are very well informed and we can focus our efforts on the ALSs that need to benefit from this program. Maybe we can activate dormant ALSs, if you will. So this may be a very good incentive for them, that is, to participate in this program. If I may, I would like to state the significance of the Brazil meeting for the record, and maybe the ALSs in the region could apply so that we can attend that meeting. Maybe we will address this in our next Lacralo meeting so that we can review our participation mechanisms. But we need this encouragement and participation. We need to participate in one of the most important meetings in the region that will take place next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. This is Dave speaking. To answer the question, yes, the way look, the COP review team member can also be one of the travelers that could go on the outreach travel. So again, it's the VELO really deciding in coordination with everybody, the VELO leaders, the members of the VELO members on the outreach committee and on the finance and budget. Need to coordinate and decide which event is outreach event within a fiscal year 2014 is the event to go to and how many travelers it wants to send to that event. And in terms of realizing its outreach purposes and goals. With regards to your other comments, indeed, I suspect it will probably be a topic for discussion on the Lacralo monthly call. Okay.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. I don't see anyone else having put their hand up at the moment. Is there anything else you'd like to take us through?
This is Dave. Well, I mean, I would just say that, again, just to emphasize that the VELO leaders, the members from the VELO members in the outreach subcommittee and on the finance and budget subcommittee, you need to, start the work now if you haven't started yet to identify the outreach events in your region, decide and work on the strategy of, which event will give the most, the expression is bang for the buck. meaning which one will give the most benefit to your region and to ICANN. So I see there's so many hands raised. Tijani.
Thank you, David. Olivier speaking. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you. Tijani speaking. I would like to support the proposal of Antonio regarding this presentation to be communicated. I think that the link to this presentation must be on the wiki page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, indeed. This is Dave. Well, indeed, yes, the presentation is already up on the wiki, and I'm sure I'll share the link. And I'm sure that a transcript of the call will be put up very shortly afterwards. So.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Any other questions or comments? But I was going to just repeat a couple of things which were said on the ALAC call and which I think, I'm not sure whether everyone here was listening or was on the call at the time. There were questions with regards to the length of the project itself. It is only 6 months. It is a pilot. It does mean that because it takes eight or nine weeks, depending really, for a request to be processed, it means that there is no possibility to make requests for anything taking place in January, unfortunately. No events taking place in January. Even all the way up to mid-February will be very, very hard due to the time scales. But anything after mid-February is possible, and you do need to effectively file those as soon as possible. And one of the things that was done was to make sure that both people from the outreach subcommittee and from the finance and budget subcommittee are the people who effectively are shaping those requests once they've been verified, etc. And the reason for this is because they follow the advances in all of the strategy of ICANN and the strategic directions, etc. And as we know, those requests all have to be aligned with the ICANN strategy, with the at-large strategy, and demonstrate some return on investment. The bang for the buck, as they've so eloquently said it, and I don't even know how that translates in other languages, but effectively that's what they will all be judged on. Five requests per region. You are able to ask all of the requests on the same for the same trip, so you could have five people going to the same location. On the other hand, it will probably not be seen as being a valuable use of a request to have three requests times 3 days, thinking it would make it 9 days for one person. That's probably not going to be looked at in a positive way. It's better to go to many different events or have more people go to an event rather than just concatenate everything for one person. Tijani, your hand is up again, so you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I would like just to advise all our community to think of the deliverable that they have to give at most 3 weeks after the travel before thinking about the project. Because telling that I am going to attend this event is not enough. What will you do in this event, and what you will have as return? You have to report on this after the travel. And if you don't do, your travel is not valid. So think about what is the output of your travel before thinking of the project of your travel. Very important. It is not enough to go and attend a very important conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Alberto Soto is next in the queue.
This is Alberto Soto for the record. I agree with Tijani. That's why I suggest that we should make the most of this pilot program, not to attend a meeting such as the meeting in Brazil where ICANN will be represented and where we will not achieve outreach of what we are doing. So I insist, in our RELO we had a plan that was not approved in the budget, but that could be partially implemented thanks to this pilot program. So we can make the most of this pilot program to reach our objective, that is to incorporate as many ALSs as possible within the region in countries in which or where we are not represented. So I have already thought about a document that I have to submit explaining what I have done on a trip, that I have incorporated one, two, or three, or hopefully more ALSs. So that would be in line with the crop project. Thank you. Antonio Medina was asking for the floor, Olivier. This is the interpreter.
Thank you very much. Then let's have Antonio Medina next, and then afterwards we'll have Fatima Cambronero. So first, Antonio Medina.
This is Antonio Medina for the record. Thank you. Like Tijani and Alberto Soto, I am thinking about the benefits for the Lacralo community the moment we decide to apply for a trip. And definitely people representing us will have to submit a very detailed report on the impact on the benefits achieved by means of our participation in that event. Like Alberto Soto, very important to attend or to be present in those countries within the region where we have very few or no ALSs, so as to promote and encourage participation in that region. Regarding what Deb said about investing in one event, that is, sending five people to the same event, well, I believe that is not the objective of the program. So this has to be defined within Lacralo so that we can send at least one representative to one of these or each of these five events. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Antonio. Next is Fatima Cambronero.
This is Fatima speaking for the record. Thank you, Olivia. First of all, I apologize for the background noise. I am in a very noisy part of the city, so I apologize for these background noises. To some extent, I disagree with Alberto regarding the meeting in Brazil, because if one of the requirements for this program is to have meetings within the region, then we, our RELO, Lacralo in this case, is going to be to obtain a high benefit from participating in this meeting. And we don't need to send five people to that specific meeting. We can send only one person to that meeting, and that person can be in charge of this outreach goal. Now, if we want to reach out to more ALSs, if we think about Brazil and the population of that country, they have a very low number of ALSs. So we have to incorporate as many ALSs as possible in Brazil. I believe we can continue discussing this. Also, we have to identify other events that will enable us to meet this outreach goals, such as LACNIC meetings or LACNOG meetings from now and June 2014. Also, this is in line with ICANN's strategic objectives for Latin America and the Caribbean. So we have to be in line with other objectives in order to meet the strategy objectives. So I believe that we have to be present as a RELO in the meeting in Brazil, regardless of ICANN's official presence, if you will. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fatima. And yes, these are obviously discussions which I think all of the RELOs are going to be discussing in their own, within their RELO itself. And really, as I said earlier, the program itself has been designed to be as wide as possible, given the that we have between February and June 2014. So I guess these are issues which you will be able to discuss at local level and, of course, with your representatives. And I'm sure that the crop review team will be discussing those as well as they look at the applications that come through. Dave, any additional points?
This is Dave. I don't think I have any additional points to add.
Okay. Well, I guess that this really marks the official launch of the whole program for at large. The team, the review team, is basically now waiting for requests to come in. And as we said, time is of the essence, so send them as early as possible with a reminder, which is incompressible. It's 8 to 9 weeks to process those applications. So from the moment that this reaches the crop review team, and also there is a 1 week break after Christmas and until New Year. So we're looking at a holiday season break where even ICANN takes a break for that 1 week. Tijani Benchama, you have something to add?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. Olivier, I'd like to propose that if there is a very important event in one region that they consider very important, they will miss it if they don't apply for it. Even if it is less than 8 weeks, if it is 7 weeks or I don't know, something like this, I would like them to apply immediately so that perhaps we can do the work very, very, very quickly and cite the review team so that we can send it to the staff before 6 weeks, before the event.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. It's really, for those events that are on the fringe, it really would be a hit or miss, but if you think that could be helpful, then I'm fine with that as well. The question being, we do need to get the crop review team to meet on a conference call to discuss an application, and that usually takes 1 week's notice in order to do it. Next week is the last week before the holiday season week, so it would make it a bit difficult to convene a call at such a short notice and have a decent turnout on the call itself. I realize this is a time when people are very busy as well back home, but you can try. I think the committee itself will try its best, and I know that on the ICANN front there are a number of things that need to go. Need to be performed, number of cross-checks, etc., and that does take a significant amount of time. So we can try and squeeze the deadlines, but not that significantly.
Yeah.
Seeing that no one has put their hand up for any further questions, if you do have further questions, please ask staff, Dave and myself. For this, you've got the link to the different pages now about the crop program, and one of the action items will be that staff will post the slides on the crop briefing session onto the crop review team wiki page. So if any of your colleagues in your RELOs and colleagues in ALSs have questions, they will be able to look through the slides on the crop review team wiki page. Just a reminder, do not submit your crop requests directly to the overall ICANN crop page. We have our process, our internal process, and we have representatives who are allowed to sign in and to send the requests. I think anyone else will not be able to log in on that page and therefore will not be able to send the request. I'm saying this because such mistakes and errors have happened in the past when submitting additional requests for the RALO requests, if you want, to the budget last year and then the year before, and it did introduce a little bit of confusion because those submitting the request weren't quite sure why it wasn't working. That's pretty much it. We've got the link to the at-large travel form that is now on the screen, and that's your starting point, effectively. Thanks for all of you to have attended this call, and have a very good weekend for everyone. Thanks, and this call is now adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
And thanks, Dave. Great presentation.
Okay. No. You're welcome.